Okay, so we're discussing the second bracha of Shemot Esrei. The first bracha of Shemot Esrei describes the identity of Hashem, who Hashem is. He is the God of our forefathers. The second bracha describes what he does, right? The first bracha is what he is, who he is, and the second is what he does. He does all these powerful things. That's why the bracha is called Gevuros. Specifically, in the context of this bracha of Gevuros, we say the prayer for rain. Or not the prayer, but we praise God for making it rain. Because just obviously rain, and to some extent, I guess, from the naked eye, it seems like it's yesh me'ayin, it comes from nothing. Again, we know scientifically that there's a whole process. But on the surface, it seems to be yesh me'ayin, it comes something from nothing. And similar to, you know, the most powerful aspect of Gevuros, or example of Gevuros in this bracha, is the bracha Machayim Esim, is resurrection of the dead. So there are some, you know, some people who read this this bracha connected to. So for example, Rabbi Ephraim Lunshitz writes very beautifully. He says that the notion of Mashiv Haruach Marin HaGeshem, the way that we praise God for causing it to rain, he says Mashiv Haruach. So this one day Hashem will be Mashiv the Ruach, the spirit, the neshama, that God will restore the spirit, and Morid HaGeshem, he will restore the Geshem, the Gashmias, our material bodies to the earthly existence. So even in the phrase Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, there is a hint to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Techiyas HaMesiv. Rav Shimon Schwab writes in his Sefer on Prayer, he says that he cites the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Gimel Aleph says, Maskin Gevuros Geshami, we mentioned the strength of rain in B'Tchiyas HaMesim, in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim. What's the reason? Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoch, Sheshkulach Tchiyas HaMesim, Lefikach Kvua B'Tchiyas HaMesim. He says, because it's similar, causing the rain is similar to Tchiyas HaMesim. Why is that? So Rabbi Schwab explains that when a seed is placed in the ground, it first disintegrates. Then when it becomes saturated with rain, it slowly begins to develop and sprout its growth out of earth. A large apple tree, he writes, capable of producing thousands of apples, can develop from the decaying seed of a rotten apple. Similarly, when the human body is placed into the ground, it first disintegrates, but as Tchiyas HaMesim, it will come to life again. And that is why the bracha says, Matzmiach Yeshua, God causes the ultimate salvation to sprout from the ground. That's Matzmiach Yeshua, that's Tchiyas HaMesim. So in a sense, again, this is another example, and this bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim, rain, of all these are examples of the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can bring salvation really from nothing. That's the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we hope, of course, that he utilizes his power to bring us salvation to our current situation.